January 8th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when one show of power against evil occurs, Satan redoubles his attempts in attacking righteousness. Sometimes this is just on a personal level. Other times, such as today in the Middle East, it is on an international level. The false consciences of many and the political ambition of others must not be the driving force of this great nation. These are the Trojan horse of untruth. Do not be persuaded by lies to believe that recent actions of this president were uncalled for. When lives are saved, victory is righteous. Be united as a nation under firm leadership. Do not be misguided by controversy. Politics must cease ruling the heart of the world. Wisdom, guided by the Holy Spirit, must transform hearts and justify actions. Unjustified criticism is the enemy. Truth is the victory. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 through 26. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, forbearing, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.